Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio. We broadcast on the short waves via WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kHz. We are also on internet. Find our programs in 8 languages, including this one, on rai.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this weekly edition of our English language program. It continues to be a weekly program rather than a Mondays through Fridays. I always clarify because I miss doing the show every day at the central studios of Radio Nacional here in central Buenos Aires on my Pool 555, quite a historic building. But we haven't been doing the show like that because of COVID-19, and we stay at home working and producing and broadcasting remotely for our station. If you want to contact us, send us an email to qslrai@gmail.com. That's the email you have to use if you want to send a reception report. If you are a DXer, a radio listening fan, a shortwave listener, well, you can send your reception reports to us and we'll be replying with a digital QSL card. These days we are using a centenary edition QSL card on the occasion of the first century of Argentine radio broadcasting that we are commemorating throughout 2011. Sorry, 2011, 2020. 2020. I just didn't want to say that figure, apparently. 2020. We'll never forget that year, that's for sure. Well, if you wanna get one of these QSL cards, send us a reception report to qslrai@gmail.com. And on today's program, we'll be talking about a birthday that is being marked today, October 30th. It's the birthday of one of the biggest Argentine idols, an Argentine icon, is perhaps the most famous Argentine in the world, together with Lionel Messi, or for some generations, for younger generations, Lionel Messi is more famous than the man who's turning 60 today. And I am talking about Diego Armando Maradona. What hasn't been said about him? Well, we're gonna be marking his birthday all over Argentina. This birthday is going to be celebrated or marked, or so people are going to be talking about Diego. That's how we call him, Diego, by his first name, a lot throughout the day, because he's such a big figure. It's a larger than life, it's the expression in English. Not just a football player that won the World Cup for Argentina in 1986, together with the Argentine team, but many sports experts say that Maradona won that World Cup on his own, because he scored all the key goals, made the key passes, was at the peak of his career, of his talents. He also was a very passionate leader for his teammates and took Argentina to victory in that year. And that memory of Maradona lifting the trophy at the Azteca Stadium in Mexico City in 1986 is one of the happiest memories for all Argentines, regardless of age. And Maradona is to be credited for that. But Diego is not only that. He's been a controversial figure, to say the least. A man with his blacks and whites, with his contradictions, with his shades. And many who defend him say that's what makes him human. He is not without his critics, because many of the things that he said and done are not heroes material, are not your typical idols material, a model to to look up to for children. I mean, if you wanna talk about idols like that. But well, Maradona is all that. One journalist said once, there are several Maradonas. There are several Diego Armando Maradonas. You've got the man who was born in a shanty town here in. Born and raised in a shanty town in a family of several children, a poor family here in the greater Buenos Aires area, Villa Fiorito. But there is also the Maradona who won the World Cup and was a brave captain for Argentina. They have the Maradona who played the semi-final of the World Cup in 1990 in the Naples Stadium in Italy, the home stadium for his own team, and he was booed by his own fans, but he didn't care about that because at that moment he was defending the Argentine colors, and we still remember him that day, angry at many Italian fans whistling and heckling and booing the Argentine anthem. And that was his own. Well, that's another Maradona. Then you have a controversial Maradona, the way he has been with his family, with his children, the relationship he had with his son, the son he had in Italy, that he took years to recognize, a judge, rule and confirm that through DNA tests, this Diego Jr. was his son, and Maradona still refused to see him. Now they made amendments and they are close again. But now he's in bad terms with his first two daughters. And well, his private life is always media material. Well, there are several Maradonas. He's a lot more than a football player, and he's turning 60 today. And on that occasion, we're gonna be sharing with you a documentary that we produced here in Rai a few years ago, as part of the series 10 Argentines that touched the world, or that the world remembers. The Maradona chapter is the one we're gonna be bringing back for our program today. And we're going to be listening to some music related to him. There are loads of songs that have been written about and dedicated to Diego Maradona. The following one was not written about Maradona, but Maradona loves this song. And we remember the following track as part of the soundtrack of the World Cup in 1986, that, as I told you, is a very good memory for all Argentines. Not only winning the World Cup, but also winning it like that, with football played like that, with a quarter-final match versus England, in which Maradona scored one goal with his hand, and the second one was the best goal in the history of the World Cups. Well, all of that is the World Cup of 1986, and there used to be a feature, a documentary in which the music was this song by Valeria Lynch that Maradona, Diego Maradona, we know, loves. Me das cada día más. You give me more every day.
En las buenas y en las malas, a mi lado siempre tú, de una forma sobrehumana, a mi lado siempre tú. No es tan fácil convivir conmigo, sin embargo siempre al lado mío, mi buen amor, mi gran amor. Siempre conmigo. Más me das cada día más. Aleluya. onda insaciable, quiero siempre más. En las buenas y en las malas, a mi lado siempre tú. Al dolor le das la espalda y a mi cuerpo tu calor. ¿Qué manera tienes de quererme, de abrazarme y de protegerme, mi buen amor, mi gran amor, siempre conmigo? Más me das cada día más, aleluya, por el modo que tienes de amar. Más tú eres para mí la cumbre de el fuego, el sol, la lluvia y el trigal, por esa forma tierna que tienes de amar. Más tu cuerpo con el mío, no hace falta más, te quiero al lado mío cada día más. Yo soy una insaciable, quiero siempre más.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents 10 Argentine People Who Impressed the World. Diego Maradona, the number 10. Terrific, controversial, universal. The passport of the Argentinians.
Si yo fuera Maradona, viviría como él. Si yo fuera Maradona,
movie director and musician Emir Kusturica, in his film about Maradona, affirms, Borges sometimes wrote that the Argentine people look like ships moored to the piers. But the brilliant writer could not imagine there could be born someone like Diego Armando Maradona, because Diego was tied to his mother only until he was born. Later on, he became a vessel adrift. Diego could have been a character of my films. It would be extraordinarily easy to imagine him in Black Cat, White Cat, in the skin of a man who's the worst enemy of himself, that does everything to hurt himself.
Si yo fuera Maradona, viviría como él. Mil cohete, mil amigo, lo que venga, mil por cien.
Maradona as a man is a complex figure, a figure of the civil society, a sportsman. Diego was born in Buenos Aires in October 1961. His parents, workers of humble origin, had another seven children. The eighth of them slept in a 6-square-meter room in the neighborhood of Fiorito. The talent of that one who would become one of the most skilled and gifted football players of all times, and as many may say, the best in the world.
Yo ya no existo sin pasado. Entre la oscuridad y la luz.
The number 10 wrote a book that had been printed a dozen times. In it, he says, sometimes I think that my life has already been filmed, that it is in the magazines. But it's not so. Huh? It's not so. There are things that are only inside of me, in my heart, and that nobody knows about. The Maradona myth pays, as if it were the script of a serial, with all the ingredients. He was born in a humble place. Since he was a child, his performances were awesome, powerful, and intelligent. Before becoming an adult, he was at the summit of fame and power. He fought against all the evils of the world. His greatest sin is his pride, and the day he dies, it will be for treason or surrender. At some time or other, he said, to Diego, to me. They took me away from Villa Fiorito and kicked me away to Paris, to the Eiffel Tower. I had the usual jeans on, the only ones. I wore in winter and summer, the corduroy ones. There I was, and they asked me, they requested me to say what I had to say, to do what they wanted me to do. And I did. I did what I could, and I think I didn't do it so badly. The sport history of Maradona starts at the Football School of Argentino Juniors, a club in the city of Buenos Aires whose stadium has been named after Maradona. He made his debut at the age of 15 in the first division, and at 17 he was already the top football scorer at the Metropolitan Tournament. And he repeated the same performance in the Metropolitan and National Tournaments 1979 and 1980. In the meantime, he was the captain of the national juvenile team that won the World Cup in Japan. Diego was just 18 years old.
Porque sí, porque sobran las bolas de matarlas con el pecho y no tirarlas fuera. Para jugar de local en cualquier cancha, aunque pongo el corazón y boco de la plancha.
It was an unstoppable climb. He played for Boca Juniors that adopted him for good. But that vital speed would have huge setbacks. Maradona was expelled from the classic against Brazil during the World Cup 1982. He would play at the Barcelona where he had some health and discipline problems and where he had started with his drug addictions. From Barcelona, he stepped into the Naples. There he won the Scudetto 1986-1987 and 1989-1990, besides the Italian Cup 1988 and the UEFA 1989. In Argentina, he won the World Cup 1986.
Estadio y escuchándolo a Víctor Hugo.
It was June the 22nd, 1986, at the Aztec of Mexico DF, but it will stay for eternity. It was the match against England, 4 years after the Malvinas. It was Maradona who was after the revenge against the war that had interrupted the life and future of many young Argentine boys. Diego scored with his hand and scored again a goal that was never surmounted. The latter, imbued of a speed, ability and braveness that took Victor Hugo Morales to baptize him the Cosmic Kite. With Diego, the neglected south of Italy, the origin of the emigrants, farmers and forgotten people defeated the wealthy and literate north. Since then, in Napoli, there are dozens of thousands of followers of the Maradonian Church. The years before the World Cup 1990 were the most shaken. He became a cocaine addict, lost a legal demand of fatherhood and had constant arguments with the club boards and with the members of the FIFA. The world heard Diego insulting the Italians while they whistled the Argentine anthem at the end of the tournament they lost against Germany in Rome. Today, a huge mural of over 15 meters high, painted by artist Jurid Agos, covers a building in the Italian city celebrating the 3 years of victories and the symbolic character of the power of the neglected elites. Maradona, 55, very well off and sometimes generous, accepted an interview at first sight with some young people from the Buenos Aires slum, the powerful throat. The end of the interview said, "Diego learned to dribble in Villa Fiorito, and although he is Maradona between us, he is one of us. But sometimes we forget that, and among so many questions, while his family treated us like ours and his grandson Benjamin kicked the ball against the wall, we asked him, why did you give us all this and you opened the doors of your house, even in the knowledge that we were slum people? Just because of that," he answered. Maradona, a bit child still, is still a controversial figure. He's not excused any longer, but nobody doubts is at the Olimpo of many Argentine people. RAI, Argentina to the World, presented 10 Argentine people who impressed the world. Diego Maradona, the number 10. Coordination, Silvana Avellaneda. Production, Darío Burste. Edition, Matías Arreceigor. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
Okay, we are airing this program once again from our archives. That's part of a series called 10 Argentines That Touched the World that we aired on RAI's airwaves a few years back. We are putting this on the air once again on the occasion of the 60th birthday of Diego Armando Maradona, the current coach of Gimnasia y Esgrima de La Plata here in Argentina, who's 60 today, October 30, 2020. And before signing off, we're going to be playing another song on the occasion. I mean, picked because of Maradona's birthday. And the following is his favorite. I mean, of all of the several songs that were written about him and dedicated to him by artists here in Argentina and around the world, because you just listened to a bit of a song by Manu Chao, which is a French-Spanish ensemble. The following is Maradona's song, his favorite. He said it. And just a fragment of it was included in the feature you just listened to. It's a cuarteto song, a typical musical genre, very danceable, that is popular in the province of Córdoba. It's danced and listened to all over Argentina, but it's a synonym for Córdoba province. And the artist and the writer is Rodrigo, the late Rodrigo. He died in a car accident soon after recording this song. The following is a live rendition of this song called The Hand of God, La Mano de Dios, a homage to Diego Maradona. The Hand of God, obviously making reference to that first goal scored with the hand by Maradona in the quarterfinals match versus England. He said afterwards, well, that was the hand of God when he was questioned about that first goal. And here's that song on Rye Argentina to the World.
Villa nació, fue deseo de Dios crecer y sobrevivir a la humilde expresión, enfrentar la adversidad con afán de ganarse a cada paso la vida. En un potrero forjó una zurda inmortal, con experiencia, sedienta ambición de llegar, de cebollita soñaba jugar un mundial y consagrarse en primera. Tal vez jugando pudiera a su familia ayudar. ¡Grande Diego! Para el más grande del mundo, ¿eh? Fue deseo de Dios crecer y sobrevivir a la humilde expresión, enfrentar la adversidad con afán de ganarse a cada paso la vida. En un potrero forjó una zurda inmortal, con experiencia, sedienta ambición de llegar, de cebollita soñaba jugar un mundial y consagrarse en primera. Tal vez jugando pudiera a su familia ayudar. A poco que debutó
Maradón, Maradón.
La noche fue quien corrió
Maradón, Maradón.
Su sueño tenía una estrella llena de gol y gambeta, y todo el pueblo cantó
Maradón, Maradón.
Nació la mano de Dios
Maradón, Maradón.
Llevó alegría en el pueblo, regó de gloria este suelo. Venderse jamás al poder, enfrentó curiosa debilidad. Si Jesús tropezó, porque él no habría de hacerlo. La fama le presentó una blanca mujer de misterioso sabor y prohibido placer. En su ardua deseo, Dios sanó otra vez, involucrando su vida. Y es un partido que un día el Diego está por ganar. ¿A poco que debutó? La voz fue quien corrió
Maradón, Maradón.
Su sueño tenía una estrella llena de gol y gambetas, y todo el pueblo cantó
Maradón, Maradón.
Nació la mano de Dios
Maradón, Maradón. Here's La Mano de Dios, The Hand of God by Cuarteto, the late Cuarteto star Rodrigo. Rodrigo wrote the song that was Maradona's favorite. And we are playing it on the occasion of Diego's 60th birthday. That's why we have dedicated this entire show to him. So, feliz cumpleaños, Diego. Thank you for everything you gave Argentina. This was Rye, Argentina to the World in English. I'm Fernando Farias. Thank you for listening. Hasta la próxima.